Hey everybody, this is Arcade Galatians coming to you live with Arcade Galatians Live. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about a video that I watched on YouTube called See You Soon by Leah Cold, aka Kid Behind the Camera. So, here's a preview of the song.
It's safe to say I see my time has come. I hate to make you break, but hey, I'll see you soon enough. I know it's hard and things are rough, but don't be sad, my son. Remember back on Christmas Day, the day that I lost Mom? You were my support, you were there, I held you close. But now I'm gone, so turn to Bridget, she's the one you need the most. But don't be sad, I know you think that it's impossible. But if you stop to think of all the things that I accomplished, you wouldn't take it hard. Michael, son, I made it far. I went from being nothing, then you turned all of our lives around. You turned me to a star. You gave me life and then a car. You got me out the trailer park and then you gave your dad a house. Don't be sad, I'm gone, cause son, I'm only moving on. And soon enough, I'll see you at the gates. This place is beautiful. Till then, I love you all, my son. I hope your life is full of happiness and love. I know you're strong. I'm watching all of you.
They say goodbyes forever.
So that was part of See You Soon. Hope you guys like it. Portion of it as part of the song. I just want to let you guys get a preview of it. You can listen to it on YouTube under the Angry Grandpa Show. It's actually Angry Grandpa. He passed away in December of last year. So I just wanted to give you a little reaction of what that song means to me. It's about someone that's lost someone they truly love, you know, family or, you know, someone you loved, you know, that's just passed, and it's pretty much saying see you soon. A part of, you know, the grieving process of letting someone go. So, yeah. So I hope you like that song. It means a lot to me. Hey everybody, welcome back to the third installment of Arcade Galatians Live podcast, where Jesus comes first. I'm coming to you live with Arcade Galatians, and we're going to be talking to a special guest, Everett Saylor, who's going to be giving us a brief testimony about how he came back to the Lord. Here he is.
So, I didn't come back to the Lord, but I came to the Lord on March 2nd, 2016, after being very, very worldly and, you know, being at a dead end in life. I was just so full of the world with the music I was listening to and the books that I read were bad and disgusting. Played video games with demonic stuff in it, watched movies and TV shows that went against God's word, and I almost joined a cult once, and I'm now officially going to share which one. I almost joined the Mormon church once, you know, and looking back, it's like, man, I was just so full of the world here. I am telling people I love Jesus when I was a pretender, a big time pretender, you know, and my heart was so far from the Lord and distant from the Lord, and I was in and out of psychiatric unit treatments and group homes, and in my 20s got in trouble with the law and went to jail twice and was homeless twice. I mean, I was a mess, and God used War Room, a movie, he convicted me, and he did miracles during one part of the movie and during the movie, and so did miracles during the movie, and so I am just thankful what God has done. And after the movie, on March 2nd, 2016, 10 minutes before midnight Pacific Standard Time, I accepted Jesus into my heart and life and was born again and got saved.
Thank you, Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, so I know a lot of people, you know, get confused that I came back to the Lord. It's like, no, I came to Jesus for the first time ever in life because I was a pretender, and I'm a youth tender.
That's awesome, Everett. Well, thank you for being a guest on the show. Maybe you can be a guest on another podcast. That was Everett Sather's testimony on Arcade Galatians Live, where God comes first.